Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
John McClain joins us. He's presented each and every week by FreelandChevy.com. We're going to get a NFL preview segment with him here, get some of his picks. John, how are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you? As I was there at the Fight DMD golf tournament, it is one charity that I am very close to.
How'd you enjoy that ball game last night?
I watched it. Couldn't get out in Houston. It was a captive audience. And watching Calais Campbell play reminded me people didn't give much respect to the Texans' offensive line after they gave up four sacks, but the line didn't give it up. Watson had two, and two were on blitzes, and the fact that Campbell didn't do much, I thought, showed that the Texans had played better than people thought up front, but it was brutal. I kept thinking that Tannehill was going to be warming up, but I saw Mike said that he wasn't making any changes for now.
If only Jamil Douglas played for the Texans, then he would have had a much better night against Houston.
Mismatch city for sure.
John, how much are this weekend's games going to tell us about the top half of the AFC South, with the Colts taking on the Falcons and the Texans against the Chargers in Carson, California?
Oh, it could. This time last year, the Texans were on their way to an 0-3 start before a 9-game winning streak. You know, Chargers were 12-4 last year. They've barely beat Indy in overtime at home, then played a terrible offensive game and lost to Detroit 13-10. And so the Texans have played two that went right down to the wire, and I expect this one will too. With Andrew Luck retiring, Nick Foles being hurt, although Gardner Minshew has done a tremendous job. They're doing a great job of coaching that kid. And the quarterbacks are not nearly as good as I thought they were going to be. You know, time will separate them. Injuries will have a lot to do with it. I picked the Chargers to beat the Texans. I never picked the Texans to beat a good team on the road. I don't pick them to win on the road much. It wouldn't surprise me if they won, but it won't surprise me if they lose. Colts get to play at home for the first time. Jacoby Brissett gets to show well, they've seen it before, of course, but not since he's been the man.
Bengals beat Jets and Giants in Jersey. Now they go home for their home opener, hosting the Bengals, who are 0-2. You think Buffalo's 3-0 coming out of the weekend?
You know, some teams are blessed with an easy schedule, and they're one of them. You know, that's three dog teams they're going to play as opposed to Cleveland. The next five teams are 2-0 that the Browns play. So, yeah, I think the Bills are going to start 3-0. Their fans are going to get real fired up, and they're going to be disappointed at the end of the season.
Mason Rudolph starts for Pittsburgh as the Steelers visit the 49ers. Minka Fitzpatrick's going to make his debut for the Steelers in the secondary. Can the Steelers surprise us here, or are you buying everything that the 49ers have done to begin?
You see the Steelers start 10 former number one picks on defense. That's amazing. I've never seen anything like that before. Now, I watched Mason Rudolph in college at Oklahoma State. He threw it all over the place. James Washington was his favorite target. Now they're reunited in the starting lineup for the Steelers. 49ers, again, another team capitalizing on a bad schedule. I think Rudolph's going to be better than people thought, and I think the Steelers believe that too. Otherwise, they wouldn't have traded the number one pick that most of us think could be high for Minka Fitzpatrick. And I think they might have been able to get Ben Roethlisberger's heir apparent in the next draft, but instead they wanted Fitzpatrick because they think he can help them win, and I think the Steelers are going to win this game.
Who fares better as an over 20-point favorite, the Patriots at home to the Jets, the Cowboys at home to the Dolphins?
Well, considering what the Patriots just put, what'd they score, 40-something on the Dolphins? Totally, I was totally wrong on that game. I took the Dolphins on the spread. I thought Belichick wouldn't run it up on his good buddy Brian Flores, and he was throwing right to the end. I thought we'd see rookie Jared Stidham. We saw Tom Brady. And so I'm going to go stick with the Patriots because they have a better home field advantage than the Cowboys did.
Do you think there's any softening of the holding calls? I think last night they were saying before that game started, there were 70 more holding calls through 2 weeks of play than there were a year ago. And Tom Brady, of course, on Twitter said he couldn't bear the penalties last night, turned the game off. When the best player in the league with that kind of social media following is saying it, and getting retweeted as much as he is. I know the league's not technically responding to such things, but he certainly created a maelstrom.
I believe like last year when there were a lot of controversy early over the players and their body weight over quarterbacks when they got sacks, that was such a big controversy. The league quietly told them to be more lenient. I think they're going to do it with this. Nobody likes all those penalties. Nothing slows a team down worse than penalties and makes it less appealing. Penalties and turnovers will get you to change the channel quicker than anything, and that's the last thing the NFL wants. So I do not think we're going to see this over the course of the season.
Baltimore at Kansas City should be game of the week. Chiefs at home, favored by 6.5. I'm not a Lamar Jackson buyer still. I haven't seen him outside of highlights. Chiefs at Arrowhead, always tough. What do you think?
I was with you, Paul, but watching him, even though he's played two bad teams, Miami and Arizona, he's thrown a lot of really accurate passes that I didn't think he could throw. Greg Roman's doing a tremendous job of coaching him. I don't think they're going to win, of course. I think the Chiefs will win, but Jackson sure fooled me as a passer so far. But I think the Chiefs will win it, and I think it'll be high scoring because the Chiefs' defense is nothing special. It's too bad that game's not on national TV where everybody can see them.
Packers off to a 2-0 start. They host Denver at Lambeau Field, a venue where the Broncos, who are 0-2, have never won. By the way, Denver 0-2 for the first time since 1999. It's been that long Wow. since they've come out of the gate losing two straight. There's a chance to go 0-3 here. John, you think they start 0-3? You still? Oh, John dropped off.
John was done.
Yeah,
He's not interested in Broncos. He hit his mark.
Him.
Hit his mark is necessary. Allowed at time.
Think about
and
that.
Said, you know what? I'm out.
0-2 for the first time since 1999. I want to think the Steelers have only started 0-2. Twice this century? It's something. Kirby's yelling in the background.
Kirby's got it. Plenty of times the Steelers have been 0-2.
Hang on, let me prove it.
1983, 88, 91, I think they were 0-2.
Yeah,
2007, 68. I think.
Yeah. 68.
Oh, that was great from Kirby.
Yeah.
Is Mike Tomlin done at the end of this year?
No. They don't fire coaches.
He's the survivor?
The lone survivor.
He is no Kiefer Sutherland of the
negative.
NFL.
Oh, sorry. They've only been 0-3 twice. This would be twice if they start 0-3 and lose
like
at San Francisco.
Do you confirm
he's
that?
Not buying that.
That he shrugs.
They've been 0-3 one time since 2000.
Kirby can confirm that Hutton's stat is correct.